get the power. We'll find out what it is. Thank you very much, Sheriff Manson. Are there questions from the committee? Senator Brady.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Two questions. One about, I guess, the nature of the ought not to pass recommendation overall. And then one about one of the specific points you raised. If those two points...
Get the power. We'll find out what it is. Thank you very much, Sheriff Manson. Are there questions from the committee? Senator Brady.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Two questions. One about, I guess, the nature of the ought not to pass recommendation overall. And then one about one of the specific points you raised. If those two points were addressed, or let's say removed entirely from the bill, I'm not saying if you do that or not, but would the main sheriff's association still be opposed to passage of this legislation? Or if those two points were remedied, would main sheriff's association have a different disposition?
I would certainly have to reach out to the rest of the sheriffs and ask them questions. You know, this is a very large complex.
Absolutely.
But I would be speaking for myself and not our association. So I would ask them to include them.
Understood. What was the recommendation of the main sheriffs? Like you said, was it those present voted to oppose? Was it, were some of the sheriffs not present, or and was the vote unanimous among those present?
Yes. Well, what we do is we have an LPC meeting, like many other places, every week, and we discuss upcoming bills. And we have to have a particular quorum. Most of the time, there's 10 or 11 of us, and there are 16 of us within the state. But I think I've only known one or two times when we had the entire MSA, because we're just all being pulled in, you know, in different directions, much like yourself.
And then specifically to the, I guess I found it in the bill, that the objection to requiring a designated private and secure space.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's in section 16 of the bill. Is your interpretation of this requiring each correctional facility to designate space within the facility for attorney-client meetings? I guess what do you interpret that as I guess requiring in terms of what kind of space would be available that would be kind of hard for some jails to make available?
Well, right now we will allow them to meet in person or have contact, especially if they're coming up on a trial. I think that that's important to make sure that the individual that's incarcerated is properly has a proper defense. I think I would have to reach out to the president. But I know what we're basically speaking of is that my jail is 31 years old. Okay? It's linear. Most of the new jails that are being built are pod systems. Okay? They're big open spaces. You know, they're designed with extra rooms and extra that. The jail was completed in 1992, and it's attached to the old jail that was built in the 1800s. And that's administration.
Mm-hmm.
We struggled at Kennebec with a lot of mandates that we've had with requirements for MAT and healthcare for the inmates. We're now going to have to house nurses' offices within the Hill Hut. We have no more room. We don't have room to store things. Just storing things for day-to-day operations.
Representative Brennan.
Sheriff, I think you know, and some others on this committee know, that I spent 15 years on the Police Academy board. And so I'm sitting here trying to picture in my mind the other people who were on that board with me and the roles in which they were assigned. bring with them, who they were. And my question is, have you thought about that the current competition, which I think is pretty close to what it was when you were gone, is whether or not there are people on that board who could effectively bring the voice of defense attorneys to that board, or is it really a very, in my recollection of it, it's a very police and oriented board, and it's the police again. But there are people there who are educators and other things in their resumes. So my question is, can you visualize, when you look at the competition that they were, a way that, anyway, that either one of them could be replaced by a defensive voice, or that there is a way to bring that voice without you?
I would have to look at it now.
Sorry to interrupt, but can you talk into the microphone a little bit?
Sure. I would have to look at the members and see who was there. I really couldn't answer that myself. And again, that's something I would want to reach out to the other sheriffs and to talk about.
It may be not yours. It may be that the group who was looking at this already did that. Of course, I'm doing this report. So I will check back into them and see if that question is answered in the report. But if you just think about that,
I will do that.
Representative Moriarty? Your mic isn't on.
Sheriff, I need to clarify some terminology so that I can get off on the right track with it. In your letter, you have referred to the Maine Criminal Justice Board of Corrections and your opposition to an additional member.
See that?
Down toward the bottom. But I'm looking at the bill, section A8, and it refers to a board of trustees for the academy consisting of 18 members. Be expanded to 19. I took that to mean the Criminal Justice Academy.
Well, the,
so
the,
I'm wondering, are we talking about the same body or we're not?
It's. I'm pretty sure it's the same body. That's a typo in there, in my testimony, because it is the Maine Criminal Justice Board, not of trustees, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I wonder to. All I have to step out of line and ask your party which board would talk to the statute process.
Yeah, I think that the sheriff is correct. It looks like it's a typo. It's a board, it's the Maine Criminal Justice Academy Board of Trustees. It says the Board of Corrections. I think it's just a typographical error. And the testimony that you were asking about.
The statute of the bill refers to the trustees of the Criminal Justice Academy and not to the Criminal Justice Board of Corrections.
Your mic has gone off. The button is on our side of the podium, like behind it. Yeah. There you go. Oh, there you go.
I didn't touch it, I swear.
It happens sometimes. Representative Moriarty, are you off? Okay, Representative Brecker.
I think that there's a little confusion because of both the word and the reference to the training of the correction, because the academy is in charge of training both corrections officers and the police.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was involved in writing the corrections training for the academy, so I'm familiar with it. But there is a... Once the commonly done stock is all there, then the facilities have training in addition for that, the specific facility, and to the being correction that both the police. So so that's the way that the whole thing gets divided up. I think it would be becoming confusing because of the references to correction, which are intimately involved with the academy.
Yes,
and have particular voices on that board. There is
believe the representative has been correct.
It's so important once they receive that training that the training continues on through their career. That's just that's the foundation, much like in law enforcement.
But could I ask you one question? I know that the academy has every year three modules of training that they do for all of the patients. Is there a similar training mandate for correction?
To be a full-time police officer, that's 18 weeks, and it's a little over 5 weeks for correction.
What I was referring to is the academy every year has been police officers, and they have been things like mental health. There's always one that is the what new laws have been through the legislature path that we need to know about. That's always one of the three. And I'm sure that corrections must have a thing, what new laws impact us that we need to know about. But right. My question is there an easy run in a yearly training program of all of the correct people where this particular program could be trained on?
I believe so. You know, every year we're taught about new law updates, and it's a requirement for us on the law side to go through that. Understand it. It's something that could be implemented into that training or, into their yearly required training to maintain this certification.
Thank you.
Other questions for Chair Mason, Representative Lee?
Is the concern about the private and secure space about the amount of time, the 18 months, or is it about just generally the ability to provide that security?
For some of us, it's just the ability to provide that space. And again, as with some of my testimony, it's another increase on the staffing that is very low on nearly every single correctional facility in our state. Staffing problems.
If we were to eliminate the storage component, would that help?
Well, as the testimony said, it was the storage and the additional that really had issues with. And if that was done, I would reach out to the board because I'm going to report to them what we talked about here today. And I can ask that very question.
Well, I think, so my question's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
I can see how it would be difficult to designate a space, and that space is you got to store a bunch of files in there.
Right.
Versus here's a secure space where you can view materials on a computer and temporary space.
We already do that.
Okay.
Any other questions? Representative Moriarty.
So, Sheriff, at the jail, Kennebec County Jail, where are private meetings between counsel and accused held?
Well, there can be a variety of areas. A lot of time, they're just, when they're meeting with their client, they'll just meet in the in-person visit, like the visitor's room where they're talking on the phone back and forth. It's not recorded in there. Or if they need to actually be with them because of an upcoming case, which I spoke of, we can bring them to another area or two that we will make sure that we open up and it's private for them.
Even if it's not being recorded,
mm-hmm.
Can it be overheard by
no.
jail personnel?
No. It's a priority to make sure that they're just dealing with themselves, that nobody is peering in. Everybody knows better. You know, we know that they're in there. You can see them on the video screen, but you cannot hear them. Not every room is recorded in that jail. Very few are. Okay.
Seeing none, thank you very much for your testimony.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else present in the room who wishes to testify in opposition to this bill? Seeing none, we will turn to those participating online. If you would like to testify in opposition, please raise your electronic hand at this time. Seeing none, is there anyone present in the room who wishes to testify neither for nor against this bill? Welcome.